I'm sending smoke signals to some Cherokee pals of mine behind the fence there. Do you mind? And you keep that baler here away from those hamburgers.
How come we're eating out here?
Well, I thought it'd be kind of nice for a change. Now, you run in the kitchen and bring out the paper plates to eat the dinner on, will you?
Okay.
Hey, how come we're going to eat out here, Buck?
Because I'm getting sick and tired of eating in that kitchen. Now, you grab hold of here and help me wrestle with this fire for a minute, will you?
Oh, sure. Well, Bub, you're probably not letting enough oxygen get at the charcoal.
Mm-hmm. I knew it would be something like...
Hi.
Hi.
Say, how come we're eating out here?
Well, I load the cook stove to the Boy Scouts for a jamboree. Now, come on, you fellas. Help me set this table. Let's get ready before your dad comes.
Well, let me get out of these dirty clothes.
All right. Robbie, you go get the silverware.
Okay.
Pull that down.
Hi, Chip. Hi, Mr. O'Casey.
Oh, hi, Sudsy.
I came around back because I could smell you're out here.
Oh, that's the nicest compliment I've had all day. Thank you.
That's okay. Hey, Chip, my mom says I can have a dog.
Why?
What kind of a dog?
I don't know, but she says it's not going to be a dumb one like Tramp.
Tramp is neither a dumb dog.
Sure he is.
He is not.
What can he do?
He can do lots of stuff.
Like what?
Well, he can bark at cats real good.
Any goofy dog can bark at cats.
They cannot.
They can, too.
Cannot.
Oh, now, you two cut that out.
I was just trying to tell Chip that Tramp was dumb, Mr. O'Casey.
Well, we're going to have dinner now.
Okay. I couldn't stay even if you asked me because we're having steaks.
Now, don't you let it bother you, Chip.
Yeah. Now, will you have a science project to turn in like I have? Then you can start worrying.
What do you care what kind of a dog Sudsy gets?
Hey, get off of there.
That's all we need around here, a shaggy horse that eats hamburgers. Get him down off of there. Sorry.
Oh, I was just hungry, Buck.
Well, so am I. Let's get going.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
How come we're eating outside?
Well, the kitchen's full of Mau Maus having an uprising.
What's this all about?
Somebody must have said something.
Take care. Play, Dad. Boy, isn't he neat?
Yeah.
He can do so many tricks, it hurts my head to remember them all.
Yeah, well, I better go.
You want to shake hands with them?
No. Okay. Shake.
I'll lend them to you once in a while when you get tired of that dumb old Tramp not being able to do nothing.
He can, too, do all this stuff. It's just I never asked him to.
Don't tire the dog, boys.
Mom, can I take them for a walk so I can show Mike, Robbie, and Mr. Douglas how I can do tricks?
Maybe in a day or so, dear. First, we must let Bismarck get acquainted with us.
Bismarck? Is that his name?
Yeah, he's a German shepherd, and Bismarck is a German guy.
Doesn't he care if you name a dog after him?
Uh-uh. He died a long time ago, before television came in, even.
He's a pedigreed dog, Chip. He has papers that trace his ancestry back through several generations. You might even enter him in a dog show. Here you are, Bismarck.
Watch a neat way he eats. He doesn't flop around like Tramp. See how good he chews?
Yeah. Well, I better go now.
Oh, Sudsy, I want you to run to the store for Mama. We'll need a pound of hamburger for your father's dinner tonight.
Oh, sure, Chip. Whose idea of locking the doors?
I don't want Robbie and Mike to hear what I'm going to ask him.
Well, big secret, huh? Go ahead, shoot.
Do you think Tramp's stupid?
Well, Chip, I wouldn't say Tramp is an egghead among dogs, but I wouldn't exactly say he's stupid either.
How can you tell?
Well, for one thing, Tramp can... What do you ask, Chip?
Fudgy's got a dog and it can do all kinds of junk. And all Tramp can do is just bark at cats.
Hey!
Well, I think maybe Tramp has a little different kind of intelligence from other dogs.
Come on, you guys.
I mean, for one thing, I'll bet you he could win the Canine World's Championship for finding the softest place in the house to lie down.
You think maybe he doesn't understand English or something?
Well, that's possible, Chip. I knew a Chinese woman once that had a Portuguese parrot. Neither one of them thought the other one knew anything.
Hey, how come the door's locked?
Anyway, I wouldn't worry about it, Chip. And you better open the door before Rob breaks it down.
Hey, how selfish can you get?
It's about time.
What do you want?
Well, I just wanted to find out why the doors were locked.
Gee, Dad, I wish I picked something else besides this soil erosion for my project.
I think soil erosion's a very good subject, Rob.
Yeah, well, what does this look like to you?
Looks like a pile of dirt.
Well, it's supposed to be Mount McKinley with an alluvial plain approach.
Oh. I guess maybe I was just looking at it from the wrong angle. What are you looking at out there, Chip?
Sudsy and that clunky dog of his.
Oh.
He's just hanging around so you invite him in.
And you don't want me to, is that it?
If you invite him in, he'll make Bismarck do tricks to show how dumb Tramp is.
Bismarck, huh? That's quite a name for a dog.
He's a German guy that died before television.
Is that so?
Hey, where do you see all the tricks that Sudsy's dog can do? Sudsy, come on in.
Oh, hi, Sudsy.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Hey, that's a mighty pretty dog you got there.
Yes, sir. My mother says I shouldn't brag about him too much, but it's all right if I'm quietly proud of him.
What's that old bale of hay hiding up there for?
He's not hiding. He likes it up there.
Okay, Sudsy, how about putting Bismarck through his paces?
Mike, I think maybe it'd be better if Sudsy showed us Bismarck's trick some other day. Maybe when we're all outside sometime.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's right.
And besides, if he knocks over my project, Sudsy, I'll get pretty sore.
He won't. He's not clumsy like Tramp is. Sit. Lie down. Play dead.
Well, that's fine, Sudsy.
Speak.
Well, he certainly is beautifully trained, Sudsy. Well, I guess it's about time for our dinner, eh, Bub?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, it is, too. Yes, I can smell it.
He can do lots more stuff.
Yeah, well,
I bet he can.
We'll look at him tomorrow.
Our dinner's just about ready, so why don't you take Bismarck home,
Goodbye, Sudsy. Come on, Tramp. That smart aleck's gone.
Hey, Bismarck, we'll do this. What he did. He's the dumbest dog I've ever seen. Why, he hasn't got a brain in his... I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Come on, Trap.
Bob, I'll go and clean up. Yellow and dinner's ready, huh?
All right.
Chipper?
Yeah, Dad?
I was just thinking, would you like me to give Tramp away?
What are you talking about?
Well, I know how you must feel. To tell you the truth, I was a little embarrassed for you down there.
How come?
Well, Tramp couldn't do anything, and Bismarck is so well trained. I'm sure there must be a family someplace that'd Just love to have a dog like Tramp, even though he can't do any tricks.
Jeepers, Dad. Are you trying to teach me a lesson?
I guess I am, Chip. Now, look at what you're doing right now, for instance.
What?
Well, you've got your arm around a friend. Now, all the tricks in the world can't make up for that, can they?
Jeepers, Dad. I didn't mean just throw him away. He's smart. He just isn't educated.
I guess that's all I wanted to say to you.
Oh, come on, Tramp, and jump. Well, walk over then.
Chip, I borrowed a book from a guy that's all about training dogs.
What's it say?
It says you gotta pick one word and then say it over and over until the dog digs it. You can't just say a whole bunch of words together like, come on, Tramp, jump over the stick.
Well, let's try it.
Okay, we'll pick one word like, well, like jump. Tramp, back up. Jump.
My dad's his pants.
You can't expect him to learn it right away. You gotta say it about 800 times. Tramp. Jump.
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 Jump. Jump. Jump, Tramp. Jump. Jump, Tramp.
Boy, I bet we said it a million times already.
No, we haven't. Besides Mike saying jump, Tramp, instead of just jump. That's two words instead of one.
Oh, let's face it, gang. We've got a dog that's a little stupid.
Don't talk about Tramp like that.
Why? He doesn't know what stupid means.
My guess.
Well, the book I brought said that you ought to start with the easier tricks, like sit.
You mean you brought a book home too, Mike?
Well, I didn't like the idea of Chip being embarrassed by Sudsy all the time. Well, let's try it anyway.
Yeah, come
on. All right.
Tramp.
Sit.
Sit.
Sit, Tramp. Hey, he's doing something.
No, he isn't. But it looks like he wants to.
Yes, me. He wants to go to sleep.
Now, speaking of going to sleep, it's time for you kids to hit the sack.
Sit, Tramp. Come on. Sit. Please, Tramp. Come on.
I made a suggestion. Now, if you want me to rephrase it, I will. Mike,
oh, okay.
Robbie,
okay.
Come on. Mike,
come on, Dad.
Mike.
Sit.
You too.
Oh, my first class is 10 o'clock, Dad.
Yeah, but you still have that trig homework you were complaining about, remember?
Oh, yeah. Good night.
It's ridiculous to try to teach an animal tricks at this stage of the game. Besides, who wants a canine Einstein around the house?
That's right, Bob. Now, Tramp, old boy. All right, now, Tramp, let's really get at this thing now. Now pay attention, Tramp. Oh, no. Okay. You're a good dog. You're a good dog.
Oh, don't you guys horse around with a new science project I started?
What's it look like, so I'll know what not to horse around with?
Well, it's a cross-section of the Earth's strata, starting with the Paleozoic straight to the Pleistocene to the present.
Oh.
How comes I'm always the guy that has to go out and get the paper?
Mm. Well, I was gonna get it, except he yelled at me because the mush was getting cold.
They always have an excuse, don't they?
Oh, by the way, Bub, there's a stripe thing in the back porch. Don't throw it out, though, because it's my science project.
I'll remember that. Uh-oh, what's this? This is Sudsy, isn't it?
Where?
Right here.
Yeah, it is. Kidding?
What's it say?
Young Hubert Pfeiffer is shown with his dog, Bismarck. Bismarck achieved 97.5 points in the obedience trials at the dog show last night.
What's all that junk mean?
Well, it means he's pretty good.
Hubert? Where did Sudsy ever get a name like Hubert?
Well, they named the dog Bismarck.
Oh, come on, Chip. Getting your picture in the paper isn't so great.
Yes, it is.
Come on now, you guys, get out of here. Look at that clock.
Oh, yeah. You still want that ride? Let's go.
Come on.
Oh, the neatest dog in the whole world, Tramp. Even if he can't do anything.
Now listen. I want you guys to dry those glasses on the inside clear down to the bottom. I'm going to lodge meeting.
Okay.
And please shake those placemats outside, not here on the kitchen floor.
Well, I will, Bob.
One more thing. Don't forget to turn the stove off and pour the grease out of that pan just as soon as it melts.
Okay.
Good boy.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Here. You guys can finish up, can't you? I got another honey of a trig assignment. Now don't forget to turn the stove off. Don't forget to clean the pots.
Hey, where are you going?
I have to work on my science project. You want me to flunk geology?
It's okay with me.
Someday you're going to realize that you shouldn't have said a thing like that to your older brother. Now don't forget to turn off the stove.
Gee, you sure are lucky you're a dog.
The entire Douglas household.
Mr. Stephen Douglas, local aeronautical engineer, said the constant barking wakened the household at 3 a.m. Tramp has always been an alert animal, Douglas was quoted as saying.
By the time the fire department arrived, Douglas and his 3 sons had put out the fire.
We had to send Chip out to get 5 newspapers just to read a pack of lies about us. Mr. O'Casey was the first to hear Tramp's barking, but he couldn't quite cope with the situation. That's just what I said.
The fire was already out when the fire department arrived, but Captain Sidney Green stated there's only one hero in this situation, a shaggy, friendly dog named Tramp.
You want to read my clipping where it says how smart Bismarck is?
Uh-oh. You already made me read it 20 times.
Look, Mike, when did you start baking cakes?
This is my science project.
Hey, what is that?
Oh, these are geological strata of the Earth, Dad.
Oh.
You know, Paleozoic, Mesozoic, Pleistocene, and stuff like that. Mm. I'm going upstairs now to make some little science board, and then I'm all finished.
Well, I hope you have better luck spelling it than you do pronouncing it.
Say, Bob, I have to get out of the office for a while.
On Saturday?
Yeah, I've got a little cleaned up. Now, there's nothing you want me to do around here this afternoon, is there?
Well,
fine. I think I'll go out and play some golf. See you later.
beating the poor little white ball around all day with iron sticks. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
Yeah, well, I guess I better go.
You want to show this to your mother?
Uh-uh.
I guess we're both lucky to have such swell dogs.
Some kids get to be real old and they never get their picture in the paper with their dogs.
Hey, you want something to eat?
Sure.
Come on. You want some toast or peanut butter or bacon or something?
Hey, there's a pretty neat looking cake over there, but I bet Bob would get mad if we took some.
No, it's okay. It's already been cut into.
Hey, how come Tram's barking?
I don't know. He's probably trying to tell something.
We'll probably find out what it is later.
Boy, this cake is tough.
This week, you get Mike, Robbie, and Chip, Steve's three little angels. But next week, it's three little angels cast from a different mold, Charlie's Angels. It's the Fandemonium weekend that caps off a whole week in Angel Heaven.
Thank you.